Parchas Bergimel Mishnah Hay Lilu Nishmas of Klinis Kamish Ben Rabbi Melech Haya Oimid Betfila Benisku Shabal Keri. If a person's davening and he realizes that he's a Bal Keri, Lo Yafsik, he shouldn't stop davening. Eli Katzer, he should make it shorter. Now, when we say Yikatzer, make it shorter, he still continues using his mouth to say Tefila, not like the previous Mishnah. This is Mashma in the Mefarshim, but rather he shortens it. The way the Mefarshim explain is that he takes out the body of the tefila of the paragraph of Shmona Esrei that he's davening, and he just keeps like the beginning and the end. Different than we said Yikatzer in the Rav earlier, that Yikatzer was cutting brachas, cutting the words of brachas out of the beginning or at the end. Here it's actually the opposite. It's cutting the body of the tefila but leaving the brachas. Regardless, Mishnah continues, Yarod Litbol, if he goes, now this guy goes to a mikveh. He's in a body of water. If he's able to get up and get dressed before sunrise, before Netzachamo, he should get up, cover himself, and say Kriyishma. That was the whole thing, that he should say Kriyishma by Netzachamo. Vimlav, but if he doesn't have enough time, if he tries to get out of water and get dressed, he'll miss Netzachamo. Rather, he should keep himself covered in water. We're dealing with murky water, because when we'd have a different issue of saying Shema when the libo roes erva, that his heart can see his erva, his private parts. So therefore, we're dealing with murky water. But if he's able, if he doesn't have enough time, he should stay in that murky water, v'yikra, and say Kriyishma just like that. And even according to Gemara's Mishnah, even according to the Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that holds a Kriyishma is until 3 hours of the day, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that the optimal time of saying Kriyishma is by Netzachamo. I'm going to make a separate recording on the side about the Vasikid and Netzachamo. So if you want to listen to it, you can. It's optional, obviously. The Mishnah continues, Avalo Yiskasa lo b'mayim haroyim. But this which we say, that he should keep himself covered, he should not cover himself with disgusting water. It's Vilo b'mei ha-mishra, also water that flax was soaked in and it has a very bad smell. So all these disgusting waters, one should not say Kriyishma like this. And then the Rav says that, the Gemara really says that there's something sort of, it's almost like it's missing, you have to read it. Vilo yikra eitzel mei raglaim, which is not really in the Mishnah the words, but it means that one should not say Kriyishma when he's by urine. And the Mishnah, these are the words of the Mishnah. Now I'm continuing, Achi Yantul Toichen Maim, until he pours water in it, which is a revius of water. He dilutes the urine, and then he could say Kriyishma near it. And also, a person's not allowed to say Kriyishma when he's near excrement, Soa. So the Mishnah continues, V'kama Yarchik Mehemu Minat Soa, and how much should a person distance himself from either urine that was not diluted or tzor excrement, arba amos, 4 amos. And that only means on the side, but if there is excrement, the urine that wasn't diluted and it's mamish in front of a person, it can even be 100 feet in front. As long as he can see it, one is not allowed to daven that way. That's what the Rav says.